Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Oh, I forgot. All right, all right, all right. Peace, everybody. Was good. Please make sure y'all hit that like button while y'all in here. Peace. I see you. Open your door. Nicolette, sweet Capricorn. Blessings. And thank you. Thank you, sweet. All right, just gonna wait for the build up, man. Yo, this shit is, I mean, we knew he got shot up a lot of times, man. All right. Marcus, was good, family? How you? All right. Attention paid, was good, was good. How you? Alright, please hit that like button now. Alright, alright. I like this beat right here. Apple New York was goody. Alright. Let me cut this off, man. Mike was hating. Stop, nigga. Hey, get the fuck out of here. Anyway. Let me cut this down. Well, peace, everybody. How y'all doing, man? Welcome back to All Bible Access Media. Now, I already know that y'all already know. You know, Young Dolph got killed. And them dudes, you know, shot him up a lot of times, man. And, now, I understand, Gina. All right. Now, I actually went to the site where you can request the autopsy, but you got to go through all these litigations and stuff like that just to obtain the records. So most likely it's going to come out soon. Maybe somebody already did the due diligence on paying for it or requesting it, because you have to request it. And then it all depends on who you are and how you present yourself, your, you know, your business, your LLC, your podcast, or however how you present it to them, they may send it to you because this is legal. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. But according to the report, the 36-year-old rapper whose real name is Adolph Thornton Jr. lists the cause of death as gunshot wounds to the head, neck, and torso. Some was on the chin. Where's that other? I should have had that other article up where it said the chin. It said the neck, went through the side, his face. You hear me? Like, these dudes really, I don't want to say it like that, but, you know, I just got to be blunt. Like, and I say this with all due respect. You hear me? They lit him up something terrible, man, and that's really fucked up, man. That's real fucked up. Now, I'm not going to go... hold on. Okay. All right. I thought it listed here. But there's a lot of people out there that's really doing their due diligence on this, right? And like I said before, police, let police do their motherfucking job. That's how I look at it. All right? Now, hold on. And now these, I know y'all know about these two suspects. Let me share my screen. We're going to get right to it. 22 times set up. He was shot in the back. Yeah. What's good, Mac Lover? Oh, yeah. Let me stop the music. Let me stop the music. I want to send a rest in peace to my home girl, Tiffany. I don't know. Maybe Mac Lover. Maybe you know. Maybe Kitty Kit. You probably know Kia, too. The spiritual reader. Remember when Nicki Minaj came out with that album, and she had that cat thing on her head, like the box set, you know what I'm saying? And you know that cover, that I forgot the name of that fucking that album, but anyway, I knew her from then. She was a spiritual reader. She do readings and shit like that, and everything. And she was really good, and me and her built a bond, man. And she was living down there in North Carolina, man. I don't know if some of y'all remember, man. But, we had some plans, man. And she had a great vision, man. A great vision. And I ain't speak to her in a minute. I'm going to make this a long story short, man. But she lost a lot of weight. And we finally got back in touch like probably 4 months ago, something like that. Maybe a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying? And she lost a lot of weight. I'm like, oh, damn, well, you look good. You know what I'm saying? Because she was, you know, a little thick and not bad thick either, not sloppy enough. But she told me she was on dialysis and all that, da 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 da. You remember her, Mac Lover? She was doing the readings. Her name is Tiffany, man. She died Tuesday, yo. And I just found out like 2 hours ago, man. So I'm really, you know, that kind of, fucked me up. I'm still kind of fucked up, man. Yeah, man, I just want to, you know, give a moment of silence to Tiffany. And let me give a moment of silence, please. Rest in peace, Tiff, man. Whew. Rest in peace. Just praying for the family. And, oh, my God. I don't want to put her business out there, but it was in the news, man. Like, I'm not going to go into that. That's too personal, man. But, I just feel sad for her children because, you know, people don't know where the children are going to go now. And it's just crazy, man. So that kind of messed me up. I would have been live a little while ago, but, you know, that shit set me back a little bit, man. So, that's a real great loss. She was really cool, man. She was like a sister, man. So, man, rest in peace, Tiff, man. Yeah, man, rest in peace. Queen, I see you in the building. Everybody, please make sure y'all hit that like button. All right, now let me go to these two dudes. I'm pretty sure y'all already know about these niggas, right? These niggas here. Okay, I know y'all already know. But let's talk about it.
Memphis police are looking for both of these. At 5, the Memphis Police Department announced today two new men have been named persons of interest in the Young Dolph murder case. The first is Devin Burns. Burns has an active warrant out for aggravated assault and theft, which are unrelated to this case. The other man is Joshua Taylor. Memphis police are looking for both of these men and offering a $2,000 reward for each arrest.
Now, if you go to Memphis, Fox Memphis 13, yo, I don't know what's in the water in Memphis, but y'all niggas, like, they killing people every day out there, son. Fucking crazy. Hold on now. Let me go to this. It's a person of interest. Devin Burns, probably 5-6, da-da-da-da, after one, da-da-da-da. I don't know what the connection be. I don't know who they down with or anything like that. And I'm just going to keep it a bean. I told y'all, I'm staying away from that. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to dig too deep in there. But now look, you know black people. They're going to look at that goddamn $2,000. $2,000? Nobody ain't going to, they ain't going to motherfucking run their mouth, nigga. If they put up a goddamn $20,000, $30,000, then it may be. You know what I mean? I don't know. But only thing I can say is if we all knew the rabbit hole goes deeper. Oh, yeah, let me show you this, too. This shit came out today. Hold on. Let me go to my show. Show it right now. Hold on. Where we at? Let me pull it up first. Where we at? All right, right here. Give me a second, everybody. Give me 1 second. And thank y'all for tuning in, all right? Now, we all know the rabbit hole goes deeper, man. Now, I don't know how true this is, but Yo Gotti fired his fitness trainer because he kept yelling at him. All right. I was thinking that. Hold on. Excuse me. You know what I thought? I'm sorry. Let me take this back. Because I thought he was playing Young Dolph. So let me take that back. I apologize for that. Like, I kind of like just skimmed over it and thought that what it was. Because if you put a hashtag Young Dolph, this what came up. So I was, being too fast. But in any event, if these two niggas is an extension of Shondell, Barnett, fucking Cornelius, and fucking Straight Drop, there is a connection there. There's a fucking connection. Is this the last Young Dolph stream? Your email, you've been trolling a lot lately. Your ass will get up out of here in a minute. But the rabbit holes go deeper. Now, what's her name? Raven. I don't know. Look, she ain't been talking lately. Now, the video is still not out. Something is up. Why? Somebody is covering up something. You understand what I'm saying? And I heard about what's the dude named from the Empire record label? I heard he do shady fucking business. Could he have been a part of that shit too? I don't fucking know, man. But it's just sad, son. It's sad niggas hate like that. Niggas really had to hate this nigga. Was he taking food off niggas' plates? Or niggas was just unfucking grateful? They didn't step up to the plate. They ain't hustle hard. Ghazi, yeah. They ain't hustle hard. Like, goddamn. Ghazi, the dude who's basically the CEO of Empire. Iranian? Whoever he is, he's damn sure ain't a FBA. He ain't black. But I heard, who said that shit? Was it Troy F? It was a rapper who said that, whoever, somebody could please let me know who that rapper name is that actually spoke about Ghazi. Do anybody know? And I seen this like almost like a month ago. Yeah, I heard he do shady business. That I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? And look, if you, I don't know. Let me put the number in real quick. If anybody want to call in please call in. It's 319-527-6193. Now, the dude, remember Big Pong? I still try to hit this nigga up. I don't know if he fell off the face of the earth. Don't want to see that video of Young Duff getting murdered. Just now, I understand that, but nobody want to see it. Just like fucking Nipsey Hussle. But it's out there. You get a good glimpse, a detailed glimpse on how everything went instead of everybody speculating. Everybody is just speculating. You understand what I'm saying? So they only giving us what they want to give us on purpose, deliberately give us just that screenshot. You know what I mean? All that shit is on purpose. So evidently, it has to be a cover-up. I don't know. Let me ask a question. Did the wife ask, where's the footage? You know what I'm saying? And his moms never spoke out either, Young Dolph moms. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. But this shit ain't right. I'm going to tell you that. You know what I'm saying? Mo 3, we already know about Mo 3, King Von. Come on, that shit is crazy, man. What's good? What's good, Zodiac? What's good? Well, the phone lines is open, man. And I want to show you this. We're going to bounce around on topics. I forgot about this video. I don't know if y'all seen this shit right here. This is some industry shit. I'm going to show y'all right now. I don't know. I ain't even going to tell you the name, but y'all going to see it. Right here, check this video out. I don't know if y'all seen this shit. Hold on, I'm gonna let it keep playing. You see that? Hold on, hold up. We're gonna play that one more again. Hold on, let me make sure y'all got. Yeah, we put this. Yeah, you seen that, right? Where we at? Right here. This is Trey Songz. He's standing right there. Justin Bieber about to give Odin Beckham some toppy top. Look how he pulls up his pants, too. Look, right in the camera. He's going down. And look how he's pulling his pants up. Trey Songz, nigga, son, nigga, I forgot to play that fucking video. I forgot to play that shit. I don't know if y'all seen that shit before, but this is a prime example of the initiation, if you will. Hold on. What happened here? Hold on. All right, let me X this out. You understand? I gotta play it again. Hold on. Pause, too. One more again, and that's it, goddammit. Sorry. And then look, he see Trey Songz standing there. So he's comfortable with Trey Songz standing there. And hold on, look, fuck that. That nigga ain't paying my motherfucking bills. Look at the shirt. He got his fucking chest open, family. Huh? Where the women at? Where the women at? And you... Listen, they just came, what was that? A couple of weeks ago, I did a live, and I know y'all probably sitting on other lives and all that, about how he forcefully tried to take any sex from a female that tried to sue him this, that, and the third. You see this shit? And he got his mouth open. Don't be shocked. Nigga, he's probably going to do you next. And in the club. In the club, she'll be wanting fun. Licking that nigga like a lollipop, okay? Licking, he said he want to lick the rapper, or if anything, the goddamn wide receiver. Look at that shit. Pause too, man. And he was taking off his pants. Come on, man. Come on, Dunn. Now I'm catching. I'm catching on to what the dude who's filming that shit. He said, I got a bad experience and I'm not coming back. Hold on, I need y'all to hear that shit clearly. Oh, I think he said he coming back. Ah, nigga, please, man. These sausage, nigga, these. Now, listen. The sausage party is real. The sausage party. Come on. Yeah, that's enough. But listen, I'm literally, like, analyzing the video as I'm playing it now. So that shit is crazy. Trey Songz on the back of the bench. Yeah, all of the. Oh, my God. Let me tell y'all a story. Yesterday, I went to 125 Work Street to get a new birth certificate. Check this shit out. All is related to this shit right here. Check it out. So we going across, me, my child, mother, and all that. We in the truck and all that. So we going across the Williamsburg Bridge. So this guy in this company truck was merging in our lane with no signal, and he wasn't even stopping. He didn't want to stop. So we had to stop. You know what I'm saying? And we was pissed. I was pissed because I got my daughter in the fucking seat, bro. You don't even know who's in the seat. What if we could have flipped over? And there was a white Mack truck in back of us, family. A big-ass white Mack truck. 18 Willa. But let me continue. So we trying to catch up to the nigga. He looking with the mean face. You know what I mean? But it's mad traffic. Long story short, he was in front of us. It was traffic. I wanted to get out the car, just run up to the car. But I'm like, yo, pull up on the side of the nigga. So we get right up on him. I roll the window down. I'm like, yo, roll down the window. He's about to roll down the window, but he rolled it up. And I'm like, yo, I should fuck you up. He looked masculine, but his gestures, like he was a straight bossy boy. Bossy. Chi-chi man. You should have seen the hand gesture he gave me. I'm like, oh, nigga, you got it. You got it. You got it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Bossy boy ass. I just wanted to give that story because that happened yesterday morning. These bossy man, chi-chi, bossy niggas, peanut butter, dick in a hole ass niggas. And nigga, you know Puffy was probably hosting that goddamn party. Okay? Yeah, this probably is a Puff party. That shit is crazy, son. Can't do that. Hey, that's what I'm saying, Kitty. I said this to my husband. I'm like, yo, if I had a wretched on me, I would have shot at his fucking tires for that. Because my child is in there. It's kids in the car. Fuck is wrong with you? You understand what I'm saying? You should get killed for some shit like that. And thank you, Rakim for donating to the platform, man. That was really crazy. So we got the license plate and all that shit, trying to call a company and shit like that. So we're gonna make a complaint because, come on, that's a child, son. And it's kids in there. He just lucky. But anyway, this shit right here is sick. This is a prime. I'm not going to play it again. But this is a prime example of the industry. These niggas be going to the party just to be around dudes. And I'm going to make this short. I said the story before. It was a female that dated a well-known NFL player. She didn't want to tell me. She told me when she went to the the mansion parties and shit like that, she seen Jamie Foxx, da 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 da, and how them niggas greet each other when they in a comfort zone and their ambiance. Them niggas greet each other with kisses on the lips, huh? And Tank and all them niggas. Do y'all remember Foxy Brown wrote a book, came out and exposed
Jay-Z said that he liked the trannies. He liked females with strong features and diesel knuckles and shit like that. Do y'all remember that? She said she was going to have a threesome with Jay-Z and Jamie Foxx. But Jay-Z wanted Jamie Foxx to dress as Wanda. So he comes in the bedroom like Wanda. And I told y'all this before. I'm going to say this a bit. We're going to keep it moving. I told y'all my cousin told me, and he's a real G. This is close to 20 years ago, y'all. This is, quote, close to 20 years ago. He seen Jay-Z get pulled over in a limo, and he got out, and a whole bunch of 2-1 fools got out that motherfucker. 2-1 fools. Bitches in dresses with thick-ass calf muscles. Bitches could dunk from a vertical. You understand? Yes. Sean Carter. And let me just say allegedly. But my cousin ain't gonna fucking lie. And look at the shit that Foxy Brown and this is a prime example. You think Choke No Joke lying? You think Exhibit lying? When Puffy invited Exhibit to one of his parties? Huh? He came in there and see a whole bunch of 2-1 fools up in there, linebackers. Shoulders and thick necks and shit. Football fingers. Okay? Thick fucking wingspan and shit. Like, come on, son. I don't understand. These niggas love a tight grip on it. The females got a tight grip on me. Like, why you want a nigga with not... Get the fuck... I can't do it. Yeah, he wanted to take 50 shots, but 50 was like, nah, nigga, I'm Gucci, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Come on, son. Man, this whole industry is fucking crazy. Exhibit sell chicken now? Hey, man, look, chicken's on a high demand, goddammit. Word. Nah. I believe Choke No Joke, too, man. And I did an interview with Choke No Joke, like, a good 2 years ago. And we went through all that shit. And he wasn't cutting no corners like he usually do. You know what I mean? Straight shooter. If anybody want to call in, please call in. The number is 319-527-6193. He wanted to take, oh my God, let me play that. Hold on, let me find that. We're going to go through it. Like I said, man, the shit with Young Dolph is really crazy and the rabbit hole gets deeper, man. Fab. Hold on. Baby acting sus. Yeah, right there. That 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Fuck that. We gonna get to it. Fab didn't go. I don't know. But the thing is, cause Fab said he dipped. Hold on. What? Fab said he dipped when? After the drink champ shit? No, he said, nigga about to play it right now. Let's get it, goddammit. Where we at?
Yeah, I love this drink. I like when you like this, Daddy.
Will you put my back?
Daddy, I like when you're scrambling and scraping some shit.
No,
I like that.
Scrambling and scraping. If you scrambling and scraping, you remember that goddamn scene on All About the Benjamins when Gina got took and the diamonds was on a pool table and Mike Epps and Ice Cube was sitting on the couch and they came up with the plan to get her back? Remember they look at the diamonds and they scramble for the diamonds? That's scrambling. Now, if you're talking about, you know, taking some peanut butter, what are they scrambling for? You got them fucking tied up? But his hands and shit is loose, and he trying to scrambling and scraping? Nah, come on, son. Come on, man. That, I know. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I love this drink. I like when you like this, Daddy.
Will you put my
daddy. I like when you scrambling and scraping some shit. I like that.
I'll be practicing.
Yeah, I love this drink. I like when you like this, daddy. Daddy, I like when you scrambling and scraping. When you scrambling and scraping some shit.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to go over with that one.
Oh, wait. All right, let me let this play. Right, I'm trying to find something real quick. Hold up.
Nori.
Did you miss me, though? For real.
Hold on. I got to find something for y'all.
It seems like a thing. I'm just birthday party. Man, it's about to be for your birthday.
Huh?
Why won't you party with me for your birthday, man?
We party for my birthday before. You came to my party.
No, but me and you never really party. You know what I'm saying?
Where's that other video? Where is
it? I understand. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So check this out. It's me, Tyrese, Ray J, and F. Gary Gray. You know, I'm a type of nigga. I like people that's unpredictable. You know what I'm saying? I like different personalities. So I was like, I never knew they would become what they are today. But that sounded like the type of night
So he's stealing donuts from the AA man. Y'all doing anything? I'm tired of them taking from. Bitch.
So
you must be on crack. Y'all niggas is weird to the nose, but you got
and
to
we
go.
We just like, yo, the night ain't start. You got to get back to church. We in motherfucking Vegas, nigga.
Hold on. My snipers, get that Mac Maul out of here with that bullshit, please. Get him out of here. My snipers, get Mac Maul out of here. Block him headshot. I don't know what kind of drugs or crack you on, but keep it pushing, family. You talking real, real spicy over there. Let's continue.
Go to church next week. You know what I'm saying? Sending your type.
Let me bring that shit
I
back.
I never knew they would become what they are today. But that sounded like the type of night I want to have in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? So Tyrese...
This is a boy fight, right?
Yeah. And Tyrese keep on talking about like how you got to get back to church. And we just like, yo, the night ain't start. You got to get back to church. We in motherfucking Vegas, nigga. We're like, you can go to church next week. You know what I'm saying? Sending your thing. You know what I'm saying? Remember, we in Vegas. Don't be bringing God into the situation. Don't bring God into the situation. You know what I'm saying? Every Gray is like, nigga, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Then you got Ray J. So Ray J is like just really like feeling like Ray J right now. You know what I'm saying?
Now, y'all, nigga, do you remember the shit with, what's the nigga name? Oh my God. It's escaping my mind. The dude that sung with Tupac. I ain't mad at you. For some reason, he's escaping my mind right now. But he is the one that talked about Ray J hanging out with him and his gay people. He knew. Okay? Do you understand? And he's saying, doing what Ray J do. What did he say to goddamn Danny Boy? Thank you, champion. What did he say about to Fabulous on the Breakfast Club? I will get dudes to fuck you in your butt. Pause for the pauses. Come on, son.
That's straight.
Coconut juice and rice and red stripe and curry goat and sugar cane stick and machete? Come on, with the kilt quilt?
Listen. Groovy, help me rebuild that beautiful, nice y'all Rastafari brand of yours, huh? I see you, man.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
Establish, the only nigga that got the name that I want.
Oh!
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a shot for that, boy.
These niggas is straight suspect. Let me show y'all this real quick too. Let me show y'all this. And I meant to play this a long time ago. And I think this is it. I'm
so amazing, man. It's so amazing, man.
Hold it down. You ran up on me.
Suspect, family. Very suspect. He is one of the gatekeepers to this sausage party. And I'm looking at Busta Rhyme name. You god damn niggas is kind of suspect too, man. I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know, but some scary shit going on here. You know what I mean? Some real sausage party, man. You said Ain't Diddy son, Justin. I don't know. Might play the video of Pimp C talking about these dudes. Yeah, he's so far out the closet. All right. I play Pimp C. Rest in peace to Pimp C. All right. And if y'all wanna call in, man. Pimp C. Exposing. I guess. All right. Let's. On the industry, Hollywood, whatever. Let's do this. Rest in peace to Pimp C. And I'm telling you, man, Mr. Bernard, one of the trillest, illest rappers, and I'm talking about Bun B. He went from Bun B to Bernard, and I respect it. I respect it. And he's a G. But I kind of feel that he know what happened to that man. Sorry, but fuck it. Rest in peace to Pimp C.
For the real one. DJ Harvey.
It's like a new rapper TI series. And a Jeezy and all the one hit wonders out here.
Yeah, there's a lot.
You say because
you think TI is a one hit one?
No. We're talking about like...
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. Hold on.
What you just said, now, you didn't mean that, but you said that behind that. Now, if they would have printed that in a magazine, somebody would have said, you called T.I. one year one. You see how it works?
Yeah.
Now, you see how your words can get mixed up? Now, you see how somebody can write something and then people take it the wrong way?
Yeah, T.I., I remember that.
Okay, now, let's back up. Now, the new rappers, who are they?
Since you were away and came out, there's T.I., there's G.V., there's, Flip, and who else?
I mean,
that's
the Young Jock,
the
Drove. Young Jock, Drove.
The list goes on, but they're saying that, you know, since you...
You know they got Young Jock.
You don't respect the newer rappers on the scene.
I could have swore I was on T.I.
Thank you, Gina.
The King of the Sidewood, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I just did a song with Young Jeezy called the Dicky Song that didn't come out. And every time he called me to do something, I did it for free and never charged him no money. I could have sworn that after Crime Mob took my freestyle off the Lil Kicks mixtape and put it on their album, I didn't even sue him or do nothing to him. I could have sworn that every time I get in an interview, I'm checking up for these dudes when it's some New York dudes or some L.A. dudes trying to diss them. I mean, show me one place where I talk down on Young Jock. Show me one place where I talk down on these dudes in a way to say that they're not supposed to be in this game. They're not supposed to be getting money. My thing is this. I want us to continue getting money for the next 15 years instead of falling off and letting it go back to the west or to the east because we're not putting no social commentary into the record. And the truth to be told is, look, hey, man, if you started being a gangbanger after your first or your second album, you a buster. kids out here listening to us and looking up to us, because a lot of them don't have no father figure in their house. And every record you get on, you lying about some dope, talking about some squares. Get off the boo-boo. Get off of it, man. Because if you're going to talk about some squares and talk about the drug game, you need to talk about the bad side of the drug game, too. What about when you get busted and you go to jail? What about when your mama and your wife and your kids is crying because they at home and you in prison in a cell? What about that part of the dope game? Everybody talk about how many cars and how many jewels they're going to buy and how many squares coming out. You know what I'm talking about? But ain't nobody talking about the other side of it. So if you're going to talk about that, you got to talk about both sides. And I'm going to say it again. If you're a cartoon character on your first album, you need to be a cartoon character on your leg. Because the way we start is the way we don't finish.
Can't do nothing to respect that,
homie. You go back to that Ozone article, and you read every statement I made in there. And if you find a place in there where I lied about somebody, you research it. Y'all give me a call back, and I clarify what I meant.
There it is, pimp.
Now, guess what? Now, let me say this, and I want it to be clear. I'm not apologizing for what I said. I'm clarifying what I meant by what I said.
Right.
Okay. We all know it now in the South. We got to start acting like it's a side. We got to start having some pride like it's a side. And let me say this. Y'all might not like this because a lot of people don't like stuff. But ATL is considered to be the gay capital of the world right now. And y'all got clubs over there with boys standing in the parking lot kissing on the mouth. And you know, if you're gay and you're out of the closet, that's cool because everybody got their preference. But man, it's time to start cleaning up our own neighborhood because the dude from Texas shouldn't have to get on in no magazine to make you clean up your neighborhood. So if I really wanted to diss Atlanta, it was a bunch of things I could have said about a bunch of people, and I could have really, really dissed and hurt some feelings. Now, don't you know that?
Yes, sir.
Because I know who the gay rappers is. I know who let them models stick their dildos in them, and I know who did what, where, when, and why.
Wow.
So do you feel like expressing that right now? You didn't know? If you feel like saying it, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm proud of all the rappers in the South. I'm proud of everybody sending records in Atlanta. But everybody ain't my friend, and I don't like all y'all records. Now, if you want to diss me and get out with me, down and do it. But the difference between me and them other dudes is this. You're going to diss me, and I'm going to come see you, Jack. You're going to diss them other dudes, and they're going to play lip rapper with you. So if you want it, man, come on with it. If you want it with me, come on with it. Leave burn out of it, and we're going to see in the end, because you're going to smell my cologne.
Mr. Miyake.
That's Sim Clone Iowa.
Because we keep God first in everything we do.
Hey, Pimp.
Yes, sir.
Do you mind expressing any of those rappers you was talking about? Them sugar sausages?
I want to know.
Them gay rappers you know about?
Nah, man. It's no need to embarrass nobody that ain't done nothing to us.
Respect.
But if you man, and you're ashamed of it, you need to stop doing stuff you're ashamed of. Anything done in the dark gonna come to the light. I ain't gotta expose them, because they exposing themselves every day and every night.
Yeah, man, but yeah, rest in peace. Rest in peace to him. Rest in peace. What's up, Retro? I see you. He said, you gonna smell Mr. Miyake. And you already know Young Jock is a whole foodie cup, man. He was too real for them, and I know that Bun B knew something happened. Now, some of y'all in there talked about Tracy Braxton, right? I know of her, but I never like watched her do any kind of commentary or talk show or anything like that. So I'm going by what Tess said in there. Y'all was like, she was exposing too much shit. Like, she was too real. Was she exposing stuff? Like, saying stuff? Like, going against the grain far as the industry and actors is concerned? I don't know. You know, but she died from cancer. So, you know, if somebody has cancer, you know, they start to deteriorate. You know, they start to lose weight and da-da-da-da. I don't know. She just died suddenly. I don't know. So are y'all saying that, you know, they silenced her? Because that's what I've seen in here. So I don't know. I don't know. But, oh, yeah. Yeah? Oh, wow. Wow. So, you know how this industry is. You know, a lot of, look, everything been exposed. And it's like, you know, some people may think it's conspiracy theory or it's, you know, too far-fetched and, you know, we niggas is yoga stretching. But little by little, they going to expose themselves. Just like you, like the fucking video with, you know, Justin Bieber. He's about to give David Beckham some head. On the dance floor in the club, and Trey Songz right there with his goddamn Miami Vice shirt. Oh, she did? Oh, wow. Okay, A-Rob. See, I don't know. You know, and I don't want to just, you know, if somebody dies that's in the industry or a celebrity that we always got to relate it to a sacrifice or something like that. You know, sometimes it's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Jaguar put Puffy on blast, getting his, getting some head from Christopher Williams and shit like that. Look, again, history shows the track record. History is the track record of who you are. So if you have a history of that and you got a track record, Puffy, then something, it has to be some truth to that. You know what I'm saying? So it's really crazy. Do y'all remember the photo with Puffy and French Montana, like laying on the grass, and they looking back, posing for a picture, and Diddy damn near got his paws for the paws. He damn near got his meat on his cheeks. Okay? Wow. Yeah. He damn sure conditioned Usher Raymond. Come on, man. He had him when he was like 15, 16. And waking up in the bed and shit. You know Kevin Hart exposed that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I know a lot of people is saying that the Young Dog title and stuff like that. But, you know, look, like I said, let the police do their work. And those who want to continue to be going in depth in it, fine. That's on y'all. But it's just, we just know that the rabbit hole goes deeper. And it's real fucked up that these niggas did that to him. You know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, it's just a lot of hate and jealousy, man. It's a lot of hate and jealousy. Look, if you tell a nigga that you know something good about you, and his actions, his facial expression, his grimace, his body language show you otherwise, but he has a smile on your face and give you that, don't trust that nigga. Because niggas don't like to see you successful, especially if they know you, especially if they think they better than you. Straight drop. You know what I'm saying? Come on. These niggas is weirdos. The niggas is really ready to throw their life away. After all of that, now you ain't never coming home and you never going to rap. So what was the thought process? It had to be straight envy and jealousy. And I end by saying what Maino said, that it be that 1% of niggas that just hate, that have jealousy and envy in their blood. And instead of them looking in the mirror and fixing their situation, getting on their grind, being aggressive, hustling hard, foot to the pavement, and motivate themselves to fix their life, them niggas rather kill you because you put in the work. How you get mad at a nigga that put in more work than you? You got to out-hustle the hustler. You got to be on his level or surpass the nigga. How you hating on this nigga because he own the businesses and shit like that? Is these niggas' mindset is capable enough, intellectual enough to own over 100 businesses like Dog did? Niggas can't fathom that. Some niggas' brainwaves is not broad like others. Some people just don't have it. They may have some of it. You may have some of it. But they hate on the next nigga. You know what I mean? I don't know what happened to Jaguar, right? What happened to her? I don't follow. I think I follow. I don't know. Matter of fact, let me see something real quick. Let me see. Is she still on Instagram? Yeah, let me see. Jaguar. Right. All right, hold on. Am I following her? Yeah, I am following her. Let me share my screen real quick, everybody. All right, please make sure y'all hit that like button while y'all in here. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all would like to, donate to the platform, please show some love to the platform. Here she go. I haven't been on here in a minute. All right, so her son is what? Wow. Something is going on with her son. I don't know. Let me check this out real quick. I really don't know what's going on with her. Let me just. I'm not gonna watch this whole shit, but let's skim through it. Just a little bit.
Honey. I'm out of Instagram jail. They let me out. I didn't even know I got released.
All right, let me take this call real quick too. Hold on.
What's up, y'all? It's been a minute.
Hold on.
I'm...
Area code 567. You on the line? What's good?
Man, I ain't gonna say too much, bro, because I want to watch that video you showing. You know what I'm saying? Because,
okay.
You know, she, Jaguar, you know, she said a lot. You know what I'm saying? So all this conspiracy and shit and people coming after people. Sometimes people just die, man. Well, you
right.
know, people got to realize that shit. It ain't always Hollywood happening, you know, shit, you know, to do with somebody's death. That's what happens, man. We get old and we die, man.
Yeah.
We just pass from sickness or some shit.
Sometimes
it could be anything,
it.
Man. But,
yeah.
You know, Pimp C, man, that's my favorite interview from him, man.
Yeah, yeah. Pimp
that
C
was a really shit, man. But, like, now, I don't know about, you know, I don't think Snoop is gay. I Young Jock, didn't nobody start calling him gay until he did that shit with his hair. But motherfuckers used to wear their hair like that years ago. So I don't personally feel like that's gay. But, you know.
To each his own.
Yeah, man, I mean, but, you know, people used to wear their shit like that back in the 40s and 50s. You know, the perm and shit, like.
Right. The conk.
But it was the him and that dress, and he said he was being funny. And motherfucker was like, nah, you ain't being funny, nigga. You gay. You know what I'm saying? He said it was a joke. But then he said something about, he was like, he said, I ain't saying nothing about Martin Lawrence wearing that shit. I'm saying, but.
Right.
I don't think motherfuckers gay, man. I just think that whatever you do now, people just going to assume you gay. Motherfuckers
man.
Just going to assume that shit.
Well, man, I don't know, but I'll say to each his own. And thank you,
yeah.
man. I'm going to play this video because I ain't going to be here too long, man. I'm trying to stick and move, man. But I definitely appreciate you, King.
Oh, for sure, man. Shit, all the people off, man. You know, that. I tell you what, though. It is a lot of funny motherfuckers in Hollywood. And these rappers is funny, too. Like you said, they're going to start, you know, they're going to start exposing themselves. We didn't already seen who was exposing themselves. You know,
right.
you know, you got Young Thug out here, you know, now he's trying to turn shit around and make it seem like he ain't gay, but we know he gay as fuck, you know,
yeah.
that's how it go.
You already know, man. Hey, thanks for the call, King.
For sure, man.
Peace. Thanks for the call, my dude.
Lee, I've kind of been off the radar everywhere. It's been a real interesting 2 weeks. And
yo, you stupid, Mega. You stupid.
And I like to gather my thoughts when things are getting crazy. And I like to make sure that when I speak, I'm speaking from my heart, not my pain, not my ego. At least that's what I try to do now. And the truth is, it's just been real heartbreaking being an American of color. I don't know. There's so many conflicting, crazy things just happening right now, and all of these shootings and
yeah,
all
love.
These cops, the law, and it's just weird. It's just weird to know that every day something crazy is popping off. Like it's been nuts. We thought 2020 was bad. Apparently. That was just the warm-up, which is why I don't do the whole, oh, yeah, next year is going to be better. I stopped doing that the year my son was murdered. Like, don't ever think. Don't ever get caught in this life thinking that all you got to do is make it through this year and everything is going to be great. Because that ain't true. But... I just posted a couple of videos of the late and great Earl Simmons. I mean, of course I knew X throughout the years. I mean, there's no way you can do as much work as I did or he did
and not know each other or bump into each other after all these years with all the circles. I will never claim that we were the best of friends. I will never claim that we had a super close relationship. It was a casual associate kind of deal, you know. But I did know his character. I was around him enough to be able to speak on some of the awesome things that I've witnessed him do. And I've seen some of the awful things that he did. And, you know, he was just a human being. I think what I love most about Earl Simmons was how real he was. You know, even in his fear, he was real in that. Even in his paranoia, he was real in that. He was one of the realest people you could have ever met. And we had close ties and association. Someone else that I know used to manage him, managed him through a very rough time in life. I still haven't even spoken to that person just to, you know, see how they're doing with it, because I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I'm not going to play this whole video.
When you start hearing people calling people a drug addict and saying that they overdosed, and then there's, you know, thumbnail after thumbnail, feed after feed.
Uncle Charles, hold on, I got
DMX,
you.
DMX is on life support, DMX of an overdose, of an overdose. Like, y'all didn't even hear what the doctor said before that narrative started getting pushed out there. He was always candid and honest about any issues that he might have had with addiction. He never lied about that, ever, not, never. He always kept it a bean. Whatever he was on, and that was so respected. And in that way, he reminded me of Malik. Malik was the same way. Whatever he was on. He didn't make no excuses for it. He didn't lie about it. It was what he was on. It was what he was dealing with. It was a part of his journey. Earl was the exact same way. Good morning.
I'm going to skip a little bit, too.
I started hearing overdose. The first thing that came to my mind, I had put up footage of it around Christmas time, and I think I'm going to snatch it and edit it and pull it up, of that sermon that Earl did at Kanye's Sunday service. And I'm sitting there listening to bro spit scripture and just talking about how it applies, not just to him, but to all of us. And, you know, just talking about believing in the faith in God. And that's what he did. You know what I mean? I remember.
It was an overdose. Somebody gave him some, you know, some fentanyl in his shit. It was an overdose. Hold on. I'm not going to play all of it. Let me go to Uncle Charles. I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. What's good?
What's up, Mike? Doing an excellent job tonight, man. I want to say hello to all my brothers and sisters. Man, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something, just to address the front of the show. You know, Dom got shot 22 times. I don't even go to the goddamn gas station 22 times. Let me tell you something, man. But then we don't call society, don't fell down to his knees. And then all of a sudden, you won't be able to do the things they were doing. You'll be able to do the new things they're doing now, like marry your teammate on the football field. And after that, you'll be able to marry your cat, your dog, your rat, your bug. Some of them been around bugs so damn long, they might well marry their motherfucking ass. Just go ahead and do that. But then it didn't stop there, Mike. It just didn't stop there. I went downtown and they had an event down there. And all of a sudden, I seen two 6'11", 7 feet tall men kissing each other in the mouth and saying, how does it feel? Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something, man. We need to take a look at these bugs. Jamie Foxx, well, he is a damn fox. And you need to watch Foxx if they slip. Let me tell you something, man. I had another friend of mine coming out of high school. I knew this nigga was a suspect. He had got took a bullet to the waist. And now you find this nigga book nigga in a wheelchair. The wife don't come in there and call him playing with his mom when this nigga know he ain't had no feeling in his legs. So, you know, We need to sit up as black men and stand up like men. You know, you want to kiss a man in the mouth, that's your goddamn business. You want to wave a flag, that's your damn business. But if I'm caught downtown with roll barriers and that shit going on, I'm going through that roll barrier. I'm getting the hell out and down there. And that's all I got to say. Man, I appreciate you, brother.
Hey, man, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. Thank you for the call, King.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Yeah, man. It's crazy, man, how they did Young Dolph, man. Now, look, I don't really want to play more of this because, like y'all saying, like, I see her energy now. Like, she turned it all the way down. Now, she's definitely the one who'll be exposing a lot since she has been in Instagram jail. So she finally got out. So now she's turning it down. So, and I know, you know, it's almost common to think that, you know, they approached her. You know what I mean? Somebody gave her that call. Something must have happened. Somebody sent her a message. A birdie told her, bitch, if you don't calm this shit down, you're already a target. You better calm this shit down. Because if you look at the world, social media, everything is temporarily. So that's why, like, a person like Puff is really not going to respond to that. But you see how he responded to Freddie P? Now, think about it. Things they're not going to respond to because of how microwave information is. It's still going to linger. We're not going to forget. Just like what Gene Dill put out about Puffy. But he never even responded to it. You know what I mean? But if you keep your foot on the gas, like Gene Dill is doing, you know, that truth is going to stay out there. But information is so microwave now. So now all the shit that Jaguar Wright has done by exposing everybody, it's like temporary. Like her buzz died down. Let's really think. We wasn't conscious of it. But as we looking at it now, we probably damn near forgot about Jaguar Wright. I did too. Her buzz died the fuck down. I.e., temporary information. That's why it's so much more information out there to override what we was talking about before. It damn near get put in the archives, in the back of the file of your subconscious, and you will probably have to dig in your mental data to find that shit if it comes to your mind. Did he respond to Mace? No, I don't think so. I heard the Mace joint. I heard a little bit of it. You know what I mean? But Mace, he could have went in a little bit further. He, you know, he said something, but he, you know what I mean? He could have went personal. And look, hey, maybe he's not gonna get too personal because he probably was okay. He probably was participating. Who said? Hold on. I don't know if it's Gene Dill, so correct me if I'm wrong. I think, did Gene Dill say that he walked in and it was a dildo in the bathroom and Mason Diddy was there? I don't know. I would stand corrected if it wasn't Mace there with him. But anyway, he know what the fuck is going on, and I ain't going to even hum a stunt. I ain't going to hold you. Mace, you know, I don't want to say it like that, but he kind of give a little sugary vibe. I mean, just a tad bit of, you know, like a tad bit of sugar, but you can't taste it when you drink a pause. But I hope you get the analogy. But, you know what I mean? I don't know. But again, Jaguar, or maybe she got a gag order. Who knows? That was Cam? I don't know, goddammit. I don't know. I don't know if it was Cam. Nigga, you know Cam would have talked about it. I really don't know, man. I really don't fucking know. But I really want to know the fucking autopsy. You know what I'm saying? This dude got shot. Hold up. It says right here. Hold on. Let me just show it to you real quick. Let me just show it to you. If y'all want to call in, please call in. Thank y'all for tuning in. If y'all new, please make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. You know what I'm saying? Please hit that like button. And please make sure, you know what I mean, if you want, please donate to the platform. It says, the locations Young Dolph was shot include forehead, temple, face, right back, center back, left back, right arm, left arm, left chest, left abdomen, right chin, right neck, right fist, right shoulder, the report said. Now, okay, if his back turned, right, let's go what Raven said with the girl, the young girl at the counter. And I think she said, hold on, she's taking a call. Or Young Dolph said he's taking a call. And he stepped to the side with his head down, him and his friend head down in the phone. So evidently, maybe his face is towards the window, like facing outside. Maybe he got shot in the forehead, temple den. I don't know. But when you see his arm hanging out the window, he's on his back. So I would think it would be his back was turned, shot him in the back. You know what I'm saying? Right back, left back. You understand what I'm saying? It had to be that. So when he's lying down on his back, now he gets shot in the goddamn forehead, temple, face. You understand what I'm saying? Because if you laying down, how can you get shot on your right back? I mean, your right back, but your left back. That would determine somebody was inside shooting. It's crazy. 22 shots with the big boy guns. With the big boy. That's fuck. Yo, they did the homie dirty, man. That's fucked up, man. Damn, man. Look. It's definitely the rabbit hole definitely goes deeper. It definitely goes deeper, man. If anybody want to talk about Young Dolph, please, you know, if you want to, the phone lines is open. 319-527-6193. You know what I'm saying? Definitely let me know what's really popping. And let me go on to Snoop real quick. If we could go back and forth on the subject matter. All right? I'm waiting for the shit to load up. What's going on? Oh, it was just there. What's going on? I don't know. This shit kind of froze up a little bit. Hold on. I don't know what's going on. Give me 1 second, please. A slight technical difficulty. Hold on. Here we go. All right. Just give me 1 second. All right. Here we go. Let me share my screen now. All right. What up, Nat? What's going on? That was straight hate. Hate. Straight. Yes. Straight evil. Is that on you? Hold on. Everybody, give me 1 second, please. Bad.
You gotta tell the niggas that your new daughter's coming on Monday. I bet you they don't
hear this. Man, these motherfuckers. I'm all right. I got you. Yeah.
I got you.
All right. Yeah, man. That shit is really crazy. Yeah, man. 22 goddamn bullets, man. Like I said, we're gonna definitely go. You know, different topics. We're going to go back and forth. We're definitely going to go back to the Young Dolph thing and everything. All right? So hold on. I have this shit popping up. Get out of here. I'm trying to X this shit out. But anywho, so now the dog is accused of harassing alleged sex assault victim after she filed a lawsuit. Not so good news for Snoop Dogg. You know he already got caught out there with, what's that bitch name? OMG, I hate that little manly-looking bitch. Well, Selena, whatever her fucking name is. The 50-year-old hip-hop legend was already in the hot seat for being sued for for sexual assault by an unidentified woman. But now, the same woman claims he is harassing her because she has taken legal action against him. According to Ray Online, the alleged victim, who is using the pseudonym Jane Doe, has amended the complaint she filed against Snoop and his longtime friend Bishop Don Juan. God damn. Green for the money and gold for the honey. Now she has added new claims of defamation and hold on, I was smoking a cigarette. a false light against Snoop and his team. All right. Oh, that's not the chick. I'm about to say, is that her? Okay. A previously reported the unidentified woman named Snoop and Bishop Don Juan forced her to perform oral sex in 2013. And you wait this long. She claims she went to Don Juan's home after a Snoop concert in Orange County where he assaulted her. Allegedly, Don Juan then told her to get dressed to go meet Snoop for a possible job opportunity. Jane Doe arrived at the studio and went to the bathroom. According to her claims, Snoop Dogg later assaulted her in the bathroom of a studio. The woman, who was a former dancer for the Gin and Juice rapper, reportedly demanded almost $10 million before filing an official lawsuit. Now, I just want to say this, man. The same way the bitch who claimed that Chris Brown did all that shit to her, but he got text and voicemail, so that shit is just out the window. You know, sometimes, because there'll be a person like Snoop Dogg or whoever the case may be, some people would just jump on it like, damn, Snoop, you'll do that? But then you will hear a story about Chris Brown. You know how many times they try to get at Chris Brown? Okay? These bitches got an agenda. I don't think Snoop... Why would Chris Brown need to do that, though? Why? Why would Snoop Dogg need to do that? But who knows? You can't put shit past anybody. Okay? But these girls, you know what I mean? 2013. And now you coming out? Stop. I'm not just going to go with what's face value. Wait till everything come out. Just like the Young Dog shit. Everybody assuming things. Some people got the dots and the T's crossed. You know what I'm saying? They dot in the I's, the T's crossed, shit like that. But some niggas is just yoga stretching. But anywho, the Drop It Like It's Hot rapper denies the allegations and claims the lawsuit is a shakedown. He points to the alleged victim's lawyer filing suit just days before his performance at the Super Bowl halftime show. Snoop Dogg responded to Jane Doe lawsuit, calling her a gold digger in an Instagram post. Sources close to the rapper claim the woman demanded a $10 million settlement and only sued once the offer was rejected. In his Instagram post, Snoop wrote, "Gold digger season is here. Be careful, nephews. Keep your guards up and keep your circle small." You know what I mean? Now, according to the Radar, Jane Doe has a major issue with Snoop Dogg's comments on Instagram, of course, and those of his publicist. He reveals the two had mediation in early February that was unsuccessful. She claims the California rapper made his gold digger post days after the failed mediation and believes Snoop threatened her. She claims the California rapper made his gold digger post days after the failed mediation and believes that leaves room for what? Doubt. How the fuck you gonna believe it either happened or it didn't? You can't believe. Okay? Believe Snoop threatened her with a criminal and civil prosecution because she complained of sexual harassment. The alleged victim says his lawyers tried to threaten her threatened her lawyers just days after she filed a lawsuit. She claims to the attorney Snoop will pursue a malicious prosecution action against your client and your firm seeking tens of millions. Man, all of this shit, I'm not reading all that. These bitches be having an agenda, family. An agenda. You know what I mean? I got you, Mike. These bitches got an agenda, son. They use their body to get what they want. Snoop probably beat that. You know what I mean? She probably gave the nigga head him and Bishop Don Juan. She thought she was going to move up in the, you know what I mean? Move up in the ranks or some shit. She thought she was going to be that bottom bitch or something. She thought she was going to get a bag out of that. All right, they use and abuse her for whatever period of time. Then, all right, all to the next bitch. What did Nate Dogg say? Harry on the video, we go. Harry on the video. No matter where I go. You know the rest. Come on, son. Nigga said Young Thug got his tonsils punctured. Pause for the pauses. Okay? All right, man. Brooklyn to Cali, what's poppin', man?
What's good with it, Mike?
Ain't shit, man. What's good,
I just want to say, man, some of these bitches, man, this is garbage, man. But I can't put it all on them, man. Some of these niggas, man, y'all gotta use your motherfucking head, man. Y'all be having too much to lose to be dealing with these scraggly ass bitches. And then for a bitch to even put you in the vicinity of some bullshit where she try to get some paper up out of you, that shit ain't even a good look. That nigga married. Super grandfather.
And everybody
knows
it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the bullshit, man. Like, Snoop got to do better. If he, don't even get put in that kind of situation. And then these bitches, man, get up and get a motherfucking job. Stop trying to hit a lick. That's why these bitches be getting cut up and put in suitcases and shit. So they be fucking with the wrong niggas.
Right.
Cut the fuck out. As far as that dog situation, man, that's fucked up, man. 22, hit 22 times, man.
Right.
Man, that ain't no way to go out. I didn't even want to hear no shit like that. And I can only imagine his baby mom's got to relive that shit, because I'm pretty sure she already knew that shit.
Right.
Now she got to relive it in the public. Rest in peace, Young Dolph. I also want to say rest in peace to Nate Dogg, because he been gone for 11 years today.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of cats that we listen to, a lot of cats that we deal with, they ain't here no more. Just want to say a rest in peace to all the fallen soldiers, man, especially with all this senseless-ass violence that's going on right now. Motherfuckers need to put them guns down. Motherfucking use your brain. Because one fucked up decision can ruin your life for the rest of your life.
The rest of your life.
Get your mind together, man.
One wrong move can determine how short your lifespan can be.
Yeah,
so
man. I be feeling bad because I be seeing these kids out here. They so temperamental. The thing they want to do is pull out a gun on somebody or shoot somebody. Over words, over a woman, over dumbass acts that don't have nothing to do with nothing. You're going to ruin your whole life over some stupidity. But I ain't trying to get off the subject. I just want to say, Snoop, do better. Man, the same thing that happened to Chris Brown, the bitch was lying. I think this bitch lying too. This happened in 2013. That's 10 years ago, allegedly.
Right.
Like, what took so long? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and then I know a lot of women be like, well, she had to build up the courage and the XYZ and all that. I get all that. But come on. It seems like every time a black man trying to make a play, somebody trying to tear the motherfucker down in one way or another. You know what I'm saying? This nigga Snoop did the death row shit. And, you know, he trying to make moves on that end with the in the metaverse and shit. And now it's more bullshit. He did the Super Bowl shit, which was a huge look for everybody involved. And now this.
Yo, didn't Suge Knight Jr. I seen the title. I did not look in, like, far as the details of it. I don't know if you did, but Suge Knight's son posted that exposed Snoop about owning Death Row Records.
Well, see what it is. The first thing Snoop did, Snoop got the name. Now Snoop is starting to acquire some of the catalog. I think he got everything except for Tupac shit. And I think Dr. Dre shit go back to him this year.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Dr. Dre set up.
You know. But the thing that made people mad about Snoop shit is that he got all that Death Row shit, pulled it off a lot of the streaming sites, trying to push that NFT shit.
Right.
Motherfuckers was mad about that shit.
Right, because some of the artists want some bread out of that too. Danny Boy, what's the other girl name?
See, Danny Boy beefing with Snoop Dogg. Danny Boy business is terrible. Because what the fuck did Danny Boy ever come out with on his own?
Not a damn thing.
Exactly. Danny Boy was on some huge-ass records. Don't get it wrong. And I ain't taking nothing away from him, but his business is fucked off if he ain't getting no royalties from all them huge-ass songs he was on.
As much as he was Suge Knight's son and all that shit, I really think it was, okay, somebody.
Nigga was fucked.
They was licking like a lollipop. Who knows? Just that, you know what I mean? Anyway.
Nigga, that's how the industry go. We seen this shit. I seen this shit when you was just showing with Puffy. That shit was hilarious. We ain't gonna party with me. That nigga Fab was like, we already party. He was like, nah, we don't really party.
And he said it also. He did, buddy. We already party for my birthday. Come on now.
You sound a little weak.
You know how
Puff is. Puff is a fucking demon, man. And niggas just need to stay away from that motherfucker. Ain't nothing positive from none of the niggas that he really fuck with. They all got a horror story. Some of them niggas made it out of that horror story, and some of them niggas ain't even here to talk about it no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Big is dead. Craig Mack is dead. Black Rob is dead. G-Dep is locked down. Loon was gone for a minute. Everybody, like, you know, the band is in shambles. Danity Kane, Day 26. Where the motherfuckers at? But he's still thriving like a bloodsucker. He like a vampire in this motherfucker.
That's right.
Sucking everybody's blood and living a 99 lives and shit.
That's right. Yo, I would like to make an announcement, y'all. Listen, man, look. My daughter will be here. I have a newborn coming on the 21st, 7:30 in the morning. Start the procedure. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't never asked for no goddamn, what you call that shit? That list shit?
Prayer?
What you call that shit? What the fuck you call that shit?
Which mean? Because I ain't never had no kids.
Like the list to get the babies and shit like that. I don't know why.
Damn, man, look. You got me lost. I know exactly what you're talking about.
A brain fart, nigga. A brain fart right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, so if y'all like to show love for my baby girl that's coming, registry. Thank you, Net. You know what I'm saying? If y'all like to show love, you know what I mean? You know, definitely show some love for Micah. Her name is Micah, you know what I mean? So, like, I always made sure that now I'm trying to start a little, I guess, a legacy that, you know, my child's going to have my middle name and last name, you know what I'm saying? So, either a boy or a girl, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, you know, she definitely will be here, and I will definitely put her on screen when the time is right now. No, we good on the registry thing, you know, we good on that. But, you know, we got P.O. box or whatever, you know, so, you know, and, you know, so if y'all like to show some love. You know what I mean? I like to show some love for the, you know what I'm saying? But for the newborn,
yeah,
show some love for the platform, you know what I'm saying? You know, that ain't going to me. That going to Micah, baby. You know?
My man over there be stirring that batter, boy.
This is it, man, it's all
a blessing though, bro. I'm just joking and shit. It's all a blessing.
Absolutely,
you know?
Man. They definitely are a blessing. The date is the 21st.
You got
a Monday
about it too.
What?
Look, you a good guy, man. Because a lot of guys, man, they don't be trying to do that. But these laws is being put in place. Well, you motherfuckers ain't going to have no choice in a minute. So they saying that 6 weeks,
word.
That's considered, you know what I mean? Some motherfuckers don't even know they pregnant at 6 weeks.
Word. They don't even show till they like fucking 24 or something like that.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? And, but see, here's the thing. Anybody can have a baby, but it's all about if you're going to raise that baby. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Good father. I am.
Exactly.
A good father. I'm not one of those fucking dudes who just busting in and not taking care of mine. So you understand what I'm saying? Y'all already know what type of time I'm on when it comes down to my kids. I don't give a fuck. Anything is one thing no one is going to ever say unless they just hating that I am a dead beat. Do you hear me?
One thing I will say.
Go ahead.
Buffing it and feel good than a motherfucker, though. God
damn. Let me put it's hot and it's wet. Hell yeah. I want to put out, but I can't. It's come on now.
It just ain't meant to be.
Listen, look, when she on her back and the legs is wide open, you go just a little bit deeper with the extra hairs on it. That shit feels good. I can't look. I used to be the illest with the pulling out game. I'm too damn old for it now. My hip it's gonna be right there. But any motherfucking okay.
No, I like to lay them on. I like to lay them on their stomach and pull one of them legs down. Go balls deep in the bed.
That's right.
Oh, I'm talking about shit.
Glory, motherfucking no, kid.
Look, green is for the money, gold is for the honey, well, and this dummy is for a tummy, baby.
You
know what
know.
I'm talking about.
Hey, thank you, Queen, and N-O-Y-B, you know I fuck with you. Thank you, and I meant to say Gina, too, and Rakim, you know I fuck with you. Thank you for showing love for Micah. Not Mike Larry, but thank you. You know what I'm saying?
They heard what I said. They heard it.
Yeah,
green
yeah.
Green is for the money. Gold is for the honey. And
that's
his
right.
Gummy is for their tummy. You dig what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I'm talking about shit.
Word
but
up.
Yeah, man. All jokes aside, man. Congratulations. That's a blessing.
Absolutely.
You know I'm going to hit you off, boy. You know I'm going to hit you off.
You already know. You know I appreciate it, man. Hey, man, anything else you want to say, man? Close the fuck on
that. It's the usual, man. One love to everybody in the chat. One love to you, Mike. And keep on pushing what you pushing, baby boy. I got a lot of love for you, man. Brooklyn and Cali, salute.
Salute, man. You know I got a lot of love for you, King. Brooklyn the motherfucking Cali. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace.
It's my motherfucking guy right there, man. Real shit, Brooklyn, the motherfucking Cali all day. You know what I mean? So let me go to my what's the name real quick. All I sold y'all there. Now I'm not doing no more Jaguar right. All right, now I know y'all be like, you playing it again, but I wanna play it one more time. And fuck that. Pause for the pauses out there. Y'all can kiss my motherfucking man. That's right, Brooklyn to Baltimore. Yo, Baltimore is crazy. My grandfather got murdered by saving a fucking girl in Dundalk. In Dundalk. I guess you want to call it projects. It's called Day Village. My grandfather, an army vet. I think he was in World War II or the Vietnam War. One of them, please forgive me. Grandpa, we call him Pop. Love you, man. Love you and miss you daily. I love that fucking guy, man. Great guy. He was getting off the bus and niggas start shooting. And it was a little girl right there. And he thorn her and shield her. And he wound up dying. That's some hero shit. Hero. My grandfather died a fucking hero. Please put rest in peace Pop in there. Please. For me. Rest in peace Pop. I fucking love you. Rest in peace Pop. Dundalk, them niggas is crazy. Nigga, I used to have fights. I used to go to Baltimore every summer when I was like 8, 9, 10. Like, I was in Baltimore. Dundalk. World up. Them niggas out there ain't no jidoke. Okay? Any niggas don't be having nothing to do. Baltimore is off the meat rack. Thank you, everybody. I really appreciate that show. My grandpa some love, man. For real, man. I miss that guy. World up. Rest in peace. He really died a goddamn hero. And just quick little short story. I just remember, you know, at in them times, like, always kept the door open. And he used to always have those very fine juices. and very fine in the glass, the little small juices, very fine, okay? And he used to have, like, the brown bags on the floor. It had walnuts. It had peaches, ripe, fucking apples, bananas, everything, man. And he won't even be home. His door be open. Man, he called me in there one time, like, my middle name Dorian. Dorian, come on now. I'm going to get my, you eat on my damn peaches. I miss you, Grandpa. A real down-to-earth dude, man. I miss him, man. God bless. I think this happened in 20, if I'm not mistaken, 99, 2000. He been gone for a long time. Love you, Pop. Word. All right. We're going to go here, and then we're going to tune on out here. Where we at? No more Jaguar, right? Okay. We're going to breeze through this. This nigga.
The Big Eagles, Kanye West. Remember when you called me last November?
Uh-oh.
And we were yelling and screaming at each other. You told me what you're really mad about, King.
Tell him.
You told me.